With Barbados reopening for business after having brought its COVID-19 cases under control so far, you may be interested in hearing what's happening elsewhere. Today, there are 8.5 million confirmed cases worldwide, with 454,000 deaths as well. The U.S. accounts for 2.1 million cases, with over 118,000 deaths, followed by Brazil, with 978,000 confirmed cases and approaching 48,000 deaths. Within CARICOM, Guyana is at 183 cases with 12 deaths. Trinidad, 123 with 8 deaths. The Bahamas at 104 with 11 deaths. And all other regional states are under 100 cases. All others except Jamaica. That country's Health and Wellness Minister, Dr. Christopher Tufton.
As of today, Jamaica has recorded 12 new cases of COVID-19. That's over the last 24 hours, 12 new cases. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to 638. The new cases consist of 8 females and 4 males with ages ranging from 4 to 65 years. 9 of the cases are imported, 8 from the United States and 1 from Canada. The 3 additional cases are related to an imported case from the United States.
In the meantime, Jamaica's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Jacqueline Bessesa McKenzie, says the order mandating that a mask be worn in public applies to children as well. But the Chief Medical Officer says parents are allowed to weigh the benefits and the risks of their children wearing a mask in public.
We know that children won't tolerate the mask so well. The older ones probably will, but the younger ones probably won't. And in all situations, you must weigh the benefit against the risk. And so therefore, if the child is not using the item properly and you cannot control any kind of problem that can occur, it would be best not to wear the mask. But again, weigh the benefit against the risk in every situation.
Meanwhile, Professor of Public Health and Aging at the University of the West Indies Mona Campus, Professor Denise Eldemar Shera, says over 70% of senior citizens in Jamaica suffer from chronic illnesses and are vulnerable to becoming critically ill if they contract COVID-19. She's hailing the government's orders for senior citizens to stay home during the pandemic.
And this is something I'm not sure that everybody understands, because I got asked the question last week. But if my blood pressure and my diabetes is under control, then I'm not at risk. But you are at higher risk because you have had diabetes battering your blood vessels. So your blood vessel is not as efficient as the person that has not had diabetes. Similarly for hypertension. So when COVID gets in there and everything slows down, then you are going to have a more serious illness. 72% of the Jamaican population over 60 has at least one chronic disease. 72. You heard me?
But she says that some senior citizens have to leave home and should be allowed to do so.
There's one group that is reluctant, and we need to remember them. But my message to them when they complain to me, and I get the complaint, is it's for your life. We do still have a set of persons, 65 to about 75, that are the major breadwinners. There was a lady on television saying you're not stopping her from vending. There are a couple of males that I know, and they are the source of income for 2 or 3 generations.
And the authorities in Jamaica have turned to comedian Oliver Samuels to try to reach the older population in combating COVID-19.
We have to listen to the experts. One who talk about say one who is washing our hand for a long time, so one say why government are telling us for washing our hand. Because a lot of us never used to wash our hand as often as we're doing it now. Take all the precautions that you can. Another thing, we must remember, we are opening up. People are coming into a country, a beautiful country. Now, not make we get careless. You hear? Do not make we get careless. We do not know their status. No, lovey-dovey, because we love hug up and we love kiss up and thing for now. And together, we are going to conquer.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.